Well, you got to understand, if you're going to have a legalistic church, if you're going to have a church based on law and not gospel, where the gospel only gets brought out and applied to the person who hasn't yet made a decision for Jesus, by the way, that's a terrible way of talking about it, because that's not what the scripture says, but, you know, that's their terminology, so we'll just embrace it for the moment. That's the person who needs to hear the gospel, and with them, now you got law, more law, methods and law, and do this and more methods and law. What'll end up happening is that the first generation, you know, of people will try their darndest to pull it off. Their kids will be completely burned out on it and will try to lighten the load a little bit, because that's a heavy load to have to carry. And so that's when they start making compromises when it comes to legalism, and you know, new interpretations of the Bible are brought in order to, you know, basically say, oh, we shouldn't take these things literally. And so what happened is that second and third generation Methodists were already well on the way to becoming the uber liberal church that they are today. That's just the natural flow of things. Well, the Nazarene movement was kind of a neo-Methodist movement. It was started up specifically to get back to that original form of Wesleyan Methodism. And, you know, it was really supposed to be some kind of a revival of Methodism. And wouldn't you know it, they're following the same path. So when you've got an entire denomination built upon this concept where the center of scripture is be ye perfect and as your Father in heaven is perfect, and the emphasis and substance of their preaching is law without gospel, it's just a matter of time before you've created the next generation of unbelieving liberals. And so it doesn't surprise me that the emergent movement is taking hold and taking root in the Nazarene church. That actually is to be expected. You know, where it's almost a law, second law of thermodynamics. You know, there's a second law of thermodynamics as it applies to churches and their half-life. You know, so you start off legalistic, you're going to end up liberals.